What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Catching Heaters. I am your host, Matt, and as always, I am excited to be here with you today. I wanted to do another episode on a hot topic in the sports card industry, Topps Project 2020. I know I did an episode previously on it. I wanted to give an update on, you know, how bananas the market is going for these cards right now, kind of what to expect moving forward, give a little advice from my perspective on, you know, what I'm personally doing and what I would recommend. And I mean, this market for these cards are just, I mean, it's blowing me away what is happening with this project. And like, if you listen to my first episode, you know, I really like what Topps is doing with this. And I think it's really cool to integrate both, you know, the 20 iconic cards as well as 20 different artists to do renditions. It's a really fun thing. And I think it's bringing a lot of different people into this industry. Before I dive too much into it, check me out on Instagram, please. Check me out on TikTok. I'm semi-new on those platforms. I'm trying to create content daily and continue to push this podcast. And I'm really enjoying putting out content, and I hope everyone's enjoying it. If you like the podcast and you enjoy what I'm doing, please give me a 5-star rating. Give me a comment. I would really appreciate that. Kind of help me keep going and keep the motivation there. All right. So like I said, Topps Project 2020, really cool, really exciting things happening around this right now. And what I did is, you know, if you go back and you look at, if you're familiar with the project, obviously a lot of the first cards and sets that were coming out, the print runs were pretty low on those. So, and by low, you know, under 5,000. And as this is becoming more popular, the print runs are starting to go up, and people are buying these more and they're starting to flip them more. But even with that, these cards on the secondary market continue to go up in price. And it doesn't matter whether it is a card that had a 1,000 print run or a card that is in the 30,000s. If you are buying into these cards, it seems as of now, it is a good investment and you are able to make some money on the cards. And I wanted to run down some of the early cards, five of them, just to kind of show you the spread and, you know, what the difference in price is. And then a couple of the newer ones, and go over that and then give a little bit of advice. So, man, if you were in on this project in the early beginnings and on top of it and bought some of these early cards, you are doing very well, making a lot of money. I wish that I bought more of these early cards. I think me being new to the hobby and I was focusing more on regular cards, and a lot of the feedback that I was listening to on websites or podcasts and, you know, on social media, it was kind of saying, you know, it's cool, but I don't see it as an investment. So what I started doing is I kind of started cherry picking some cards that I liked, and I'm doing well on the cards that I bought. But some of the cards, if I would have just trusted my initial instinct and been like, man, I should just buy this, I would be doing very well. And whoever did buy in, kudos to you. I'm sure you're doing great, but there's still a lot of opportunity moving forward, and I think it's a cool project. So what they are on card 89 and 90 right now. Those are the ones currently posted on the site. That is the bundle with Ted Williams and Sandy Koufax. So to kind of put it in perspective, when they're done with this, there will be a total of 400 renditions, you know, by the artist, the 20 cards, 20 different artists. There'll be 400. Right now, they're only at 90. They've only put out 90. They're not even a quarter of the way there yet. So it really makes me wonder, you know, are print runs going to continue to rise? And the cards that are being posted now that are going to be the 10,000 to 20,000, you know, the 20 to 30,000, will those cards continue to rise if people continue to buy once you get to the halfway point? Are people going to stop buying? I don't know the answers to that, because, you know, when you you go on the site, and people are rebuying these on eBay. You know, obviously it's sports cards, but I think there's a lot of people in the art community that are getting into this as well. So let's run down if you had initially got in early with Project 2020. I want to give a little perspective, and it makes you think about if you, you know, dabble a little bit into it now, what possibly could happen as far as returns on this. And for me, I've really enjoyed just buying the cards, but I had to do an update because the potential for money through these cards is really shooting through the roof, and I really wanted to get some perspective on that. So here's five cards that are just crushing it right now. The Ichiro Ben Baller. This had a print run of 1334, and this sold yesterday. It just sold yesterday for $4,500. So obviously it's a low print run, and it continues to rise. All these cards are going up daily. So Ichiro Ben Baller is now at $4,500. Trout Urmzy, which is, you know, one of the more popular cards. This has a print run of 2,911. This sold yesterday. One of the sales I saw was 2,400. That continues to rise daily. Trout is going to be one of those guys. I think no matter what his print run, there's going to be some demand for it. The third one is Jackie Robinson by Naturel. This is one of the first ones that came out. I think this was placed with the Trout Urmzy. This one has a print run of 1302. And as of yesterday, this sold for $1,650. And the last two here, the Roberto Clemente by Grotesque, if I'm pronouncing that right. This has a print run of 1910. This one sold earlier this morning for $1,250. And the card that I recently bought that I thought was going to be probably one of the highest print runs when I first bought it, it was at 9,000. It's the Jeter by King Saladin. That print run's 9,873. You know, and when I first bought this, I was like, I just like the card. I just want to get it. I think it's cool. And now there's a huge run on this because this is even below 10,000 print run. These are selling for almost $300 now. So I bought that card for $20 because I just wanted one off the Topps website, and now they're selling for $300. Now, to put this in perspective, these five cards that I just ran down and what, you know, they're currently selling at, if you combine all five, if you would have just bought these throughout the time that's going on, and this is happening with all the cards, I just picked five cards that were kind of low print runs that are doing well right now in the market. So I wanted to point these five out, but it just shows the diversity too, because you don't have to go in and just be like, oh, I can only buy Trout and make money. It seems like all these cards are rising. Now, if you would have bought all just single, if you would have gone on the site and said, hey, I like the look of that card and bought it for $20 each time these came out, with shipping and everything, you're investing a little over $200, probably $120 with shipping and everything. If you have all these and you were to sell them, these are all prices that they sold yesterday and today, you would have made $10,069 off of five cards from this project. I mean, that's just, who doesn't need that money right now with the times that's going on? This is just insane how much these are going up. I mean, $120 investment and five of them would have been $10,000. Now, you might be thinking, well, you probably cherry-picked the best ones and, you know, you're comparing that. No, I mean, this is happening for all the cards. Maybe not to the magnitude of, you know, an Ichiro by Ben Baller that's only 1300. But even if you're to look at some of the higher print runs recently, so I picked out the Ben Baller Trout, which has a print run of 34,950. And that recently just came out, and these are already selling at $140, $150. So if you bought just that one card, you're like, hey, I like the Ben Baller Trout, bought it for $20, it's now selling for $150. The recent Jeter by Thiel has a print run of over 20,000, 20,974, and these aren't even in people's hands. This is the Jeter card that I mentioned like very briefly in before one of my episodes, I was like, this car looks awesome. I'm definitely getting it. We haven't even gotten this car back in the mail yet, and it's already pre-sailing at $130. So, I mean, I can't imagine once these actually start to get back to people what these are going to move up and do. And it just excites me because you're only, like I said before, we're only a quarter of the way there. And I'm no Nostradamus. I don't know what is going to happen if the print runs are going to continue to rise, if, you know, the first 100 cards are just going to be that popular that those are going to be the ones that people are after. But it seems like there's a huge demand for these right now. And it shows with eBay sales. Every day they're going up. There's more being posted. They're keep going. So even though a lot of these short print runs are going for astronomical type numbers, don't be afraid to get in now with a couple of cards. And you don't have to go crazy. Me personally, I don't have enough money, you know, lying around to be able to just shell out $500 each time one of these come out and buy, you know, 20, 30 of each card. But what I'm doing, and why I showed you the example of five different cards from the earlier time when they first released, is if you diversify a little bit with different artists and different players, the ones that you like, and kind of start cherry picking, I don't think you're going to lose money. You're going to make money on your investment. And, you know, big thing, just diversify a little bit. If you have the money to go out and, you know, buy 10 of each and you're going to crush it that way, that's awesome. But for myself and people that don't have the monetary money to be able to do that, you know, go out, just keep an eye on it. Keep looking at the cards that are coming out. I think as they continue to release, these print runs are going to continue to go up. And then the ones that sold before that are in the 10,000 to 20,000, those are going to continue to elevate in price. So I think we're in that mid-range time right now. And listen, I think the hype of this is going to continue to go all the way through the 400. So a strategy that I'm going to have is, you know, I love this Jeter that's under by Saladin, that's under 10,000, and it's continuing to rise. It's at selling for about 300. In 2 weeks, who knows, if this card's selling at $1,000 all of a sudden, I might decide to hedge my bet. Look, if I'm gonna dump money into this and pick cards that I like, you know, sell one of them off if it goes crazy, and then you're dead even with the rest of the cards that you have, and then it's all profit from there. So that's kind of the strategy that I'm going with when I'm looking at these cards. I'm diversifying. I'm going to be patient too, because these are going up daily. So diversify, be patient, keep an eye on eBay and how they're going. You don't want to sell a card at 100 and then, you know, a week later it's at $1,000. Be aware of your card, the print run that you have, if it's desirable or not by the artist. And, you know, just if you haven't bought any cards, just dip your feet in, you know, get one or two just to have, because I think it's only going to continue to go up while these cards are being released. Now, once it's all over, I don't know where it's going to go. So I can't give you any concrete answers on that. But I know everyone continues to be like, well, it can't keep doing what it's doing. Well, it is. And if you get in now, I think it's a good time to continue to buy these cards. And then the last thing I just want to touch on. So, you know, I was discussing cards not even being in the consumer's hands yet, and they're already selling on eBay for more money before they're even shipped to someone. So they're pre-sailing. I just bought the two recent ones that just ended, which was the Dwight Gooden by Ben Baller and the Mike Trout by Jacob Rochester. And I bought them in the combo, the $34.99. I just got one of each. And these are already selling so today, this morning, a combo, a pre-sale of both of these together are sold for $200, $199.99. And I bought these for $34. That's the one thing that's baffling to me, is I don't understand how people are not just going to buy these on the website and then going to the secondary. I guess people aren't paying attention, and then all of a sudden the print run comes out and they want the card. But if you have the means, go on the site and just buy them for the $20, $34. Buy these cards by themselves. The Dwight Gooden is pre-selling by itself for $85. There's a bunch of sales on eBay right now currently. For the Trout, and both of these cards have extremely high print runs, which is why I'm pushing this so hard, because I don't know if these 20, 30,000 print runs are going to affect it much. They continue to rise. The Gooden has 25,900 as far as a print run, and the Trout is 33,000. Like I said, the Gooden is already selling for $85 presale, and the Trout is selling for $75 to $80 right now. I just think the time is now to hop in on this. I know my initial advice, and I think this is still my advice, is if you like the cards, buy the cards that you like. I don't by any means have the dollar amount to be able to just shovel money into this and be able to buy, you know, five of each card at that discounted price if I want to diversify. I also like the set. Like I've always said, if you listen to my original episode, I like the set and what they're doing. So my goal is eventually I'm going to hedge when it gets to a point where I think it could, you know, teeter either way. You don't want to be hell with the bag and buy a ton of these and then they all go back down to $20 or whatever it is. I don't foresee that happening. I think that eventually there's always going to be some form of a profit in this. But my goal is going to be to hedge. So I'm going to hold, you know, the cards that are rising up as long as I can, you know, towards the back end of this whole release. And then I'm going to sell, and then I'm going to hang on to the ones that I like, and then it's all profit from there. So that would be my advice. I just had to touch base on this again. It is a very cool thing that Topps is doing. There's high demand for it. Go check it out on Topps. I'm going to post on Instagram today about it. If you have any comments, check it out. Let me know what you think about Topps and this project that they're doing. On Instagram, I'm at Catching Heaters. And on TikTok, I'm at Catching Heaters as well. Everyone have a great week. Happy hunting. Happy investing. If you already are in this, kudos to you. And let's keep it rolling, baby. This is crazy right now. Have a great week, guys. Thanks for listening.